This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, not good news for Americans and their debt habits, specifically household debt in the United States. Daryl has that story. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We've talked about everything from Chelsea Manning to driving freedom to file-sharing freedom, which unfortunately is under attack in a lot of places around the globe. And Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com. He's been following that closely. We go now to your calls, where James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
It's Bradley Manning, but how progressive of you.
And no, it's not Bradley Manning. It's Chelsea Manning.
Minister, any dude that thinks he looks like a lady has serious mental problems. He has something wrong inside the flesh and sponge area of the human brain. And that's what's wrong with him. And for you to call him Chelsea only encourages his lunacy. And
it's to respect an individual's choice about who they believe that they are. It's not necessarily that
what you just said is a bunch of hogwash. I don't have to respect a Nazi. I don't have to respect a dude that thinks he's a lady.
Nobody respects you, James. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, that's, that attitude right there.
You don't have to respect his wishes. You do so because you wish to respect it.
You do so because you're a decent human being.
Right.
Okay? And there's people like James out there who are not decent people and do not treat Chelsea, in this case, as she would wish to be treated. And that's basic respect, is to treat somebody the way they, want to be treated, as long as it's not like, on bended knee or whatever, right? Like they want you to be your slave or something. But, the basic respect of calling them by the name they've chosen for themselves, calling them, respecting and it can be confusing sometimes. Like, I think that most of them would be understanding if you made a mistake and said Bradley or he instead of she. It can Getting used to that can take a little bit of effort, but somebody putting in some effort to try to respect that person's choices, I think, is worth doing. And to insult a person the way that James was, and it's not uncommon. It's not just James. He's not the only one who calls this show with that particular viewpoint. I think Tom in New Hampshire is another one. And there's a bunch of people who, I know what's best for you. I'm going to treat you how I want to treat you and think about you how I want to think about you. And it's fine. You're free to do that, but you're also, not a very nice human being as a result.
Right, and I remember growing up being told, say, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and thank you, and you're welcome.
Right.
And if somebody decides that, they want to be called a he or a she, it imposes nothing on me that I wasn't going to do anyway. It's called common courtesy. So
exactly.
If you decided that you no longer wanted to be called Ian and you wanted to be called Jan, I would call you Jan.
I appreciate that. Right, common courtesy. I think that's the best way to put it. And if you're not courteous, well, then you're just an a-hole.
Yes.
And so if that's what you want to be, that's certainly your freedom to choose that. But ultimately, it's always just disappointing, to hear folks like that. And it's people like James are the reason why no one who... The reason why it's so hard for folks like Chelsea to do what they're doing because they know they're going to be hated for it. But
right.
they feel that strongly about who they believe that they are that they're willing to face down that hatred rather than continue to stay in the closet.
And then you've got the so-called thick libertarians that, you know, the brutalist, if you will, to where they just want to be a-holes for the sake of being a-holes because if I don't have the right to be an a-hole, then it's tyranny.
Mm.
Well, no, just be a decent human being. Oh, so you're trying to infringe on my freedom. No, I'm just telling right. you to be a decent human being.
Yeah, there's a difference between making somebody do something and asking them to do something. We're just asking you to do something.
Right, and this is where the libertarian movement fails, because the non-aggression principle is only the most basic principle for how to get along with other people at the most basic level of don't hit people. That's all it really is. It doesn't go further than that. And unfortunately, that means that there's a bunch of a-holes who qualify as libertarians because that's all they have to do is just agree with don't hit people, right? But it, you know, to be a good person requires more than adherence to the non-aggression principle. It requires the common sense that you're talking about. It requires, you know, the respecting other human beings.
My experience is that a lot of the people who say they're libertarian are not libertarian under that principle, though.
Under the non-aggression principle?
I mean, they'll say they won't hit somebody, but the reality is you'll hear them saying, oh, I'm going to beat him up because, you know, whatever. And I don't know. That's just not at all libertarian.
I agree with you. There are definitely hypocrites on that particular principle. But all I'm saying is there are people who adhere to that principle but are still a-holes and they don't adhere to good sense when it comes to talking and interacting with other people.
Oh,
and those are it's a shame, you know, that those people are throughout this movement. Because all the libertarian movement is, when you boil it down, are people who agree with the non-aggression principle, for the most part.
Yeah.
And there needs to be more than that. There needs to be a higher expectation of how people treat one another.
Right.
And that's one of the things that, you know, is going to separate and divide within libertarian communities. You know, libertarians are very different. As we are learning here in New Hampshire, there's a lot of different opinions within the libertarian movement. There's a lot of argument right now about right to work, for instance. There's people who have different opinions on things like intellectual property, which we were discussing to some extent in the last hour.
Yeah.
So there's the intellectual differences, but then there's also the how you treat people differences as well.
And I think the intellectual difference with a lot of people, I can agree to disagree because, you know, like we could sit here and discuss every angle of right to work legislation and the people that are in favor of we need to make sure that private business owners can't tell somebody you have to join a union. We're never going to convince one another that we're right and they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So let's agree to disagree. But I cannot agree to disagree with somebody that just wants to be a complete a-hole.
Exactly. And another point on this libertarians need to rise above kind of topic is you know, generosity. So it's, again, being a good person. A lot of libertarians are painted with this broad brush of, well, you hate people because you don't want to help people. Because some people will, you know, libertarians will focus on ending government programs like welfare, but not talk about how to help people in the absence of the government program. So at the very beginning of the show, we talked with a guy about, you know, being against welfare. And I mentioned in that conversation that, well, we should leave this to charities and private organizations to actually help people. But to just simply say, just to throw out there, I'm against welfare, at you know, first blush, if somebody just hears that statement and they don't hear anything else to sort of obviate the negative sentiment of that, then they're going to jump to the conclusion, and maybe rightfully so, that the person who's saying that they don't like welfare or they're against welfare,
you don't care about poor people,
hates people or doesn't want to help people in need or sick people or whatever. Which is why it's always important to provide a solution when you want to talk about taking down some government
program.
And then
one of the objections right away is, well, why aren't people donating to those private charities now? Why aren't those private charities doing all of those things?
I don't.
That's the thing. people do donate. So after any natural disaster,
billions of dollars.
Red Cross a week later says, "Stop giving us money. We have too much. We don't know what to do with all of it."
I don't know if I've ever heard that, but
I have.
Really?
After the tsunami in Thailand or Indonesia, after Hurricane Katrina, they wound up getting billions of dollars, and they said, "We don't know how to distribute all of this."
Wow.
If you want to help, go donate blood. Go do this.
Yep.
Stop giving us money.
People are incredibly generous, even over and above the amount that they're taxed.
And then you've got governments that step in and say, you can't do this.
You can't help. That's
you
right.
You can't feed homeless people.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Coming up, we are talking a little bit about finances here. We're going to get into Americans' debt load. It's not looking good for the households. Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453
That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in. Toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, you can get your online shopping taken care of when you go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find. There's other stores as well, like Walmart. But you go through the Amazon links. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and just get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you were going to get anyway. You're just going through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Otherwise, Amazon would keep it all for themselves. So why not, if you're going to do the shopping anyway, go through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Richard is on the line in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, on my mind right now is Presbyterianism. You had a guest on your show, I think, in 2006 named Wiley Brooks.
Wiley Brooks, Breatharianism, yes, the Breatharian, the man who claimed that he only ate by breathing. Like, he claimed he did not actually sustain in any way, but then finally admitted that he did eat Big Macs.
It's the double quarter pounder with cheese meal.
That's what it was. Yeah, thank you.
Right. And I am doing this diet, and I have been doing it for 4 years.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just say, if you're eating double quarter pounders or Big Macs or anything, you are not living off of only breathing.
Well, I do live by breathing.
Well, we all do, because if you hold your breath, you die.
Right, of course.
But if you consume food, then you're living because you're consuming food, not because you're breathing air.
Yes, it's the air that is keeping us alive, and the food is just balanced.
Oh, if only your phone connection was better. Are you, like, in a windstorm right now?
That's all of his breathing.
We're in a fifth-dimensional vortex.
Thanks for the call tonight, Richard. Appreciate it. I just can't handle the phone. I would have kept him on for longer and talked to him, but just hard to understand. Yeah. Anyway, you didn't think that I would hear anyone call in about Breatharianism ever again.
And
but
weren't we actually talking about this
just the other day?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Is this a real thing?
Of course not. But there is a guy who claims that.
Is there a group of people who actually claim this?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a real thing.
So if you do a search for it, there's a wiki page for what they call inedia, which is Latin for fasting, which is another term for breatharianism, is the belief that it is possible for a human being to live without consuming food. Breatharians claim that food and in some cases water are not necessary for survival and that humans can be sustained solely by prana, the vital life force of Hinduism.
Yeah, according to Ayurveda, sunlight is one of the main sources of prana, and some practitioners believe that it is possible for a person to survive on sunlight alone.
We only need sunlight and double quarter pounders with cheese. And biggie fries.
Yeah.
And a large sweet tea and a fried apple pie.
So he was referring to an interview that we did with one of the main proponents of Breatharianism. And I don't know if he's still alive, because he was pretty old, I think, a decade ago. But he referenced it. 2006, we had Wiley Brooks on the show. If you go to the guests page at guests.freetalklive.com, it's alphabetized. You can find Wiley Brooks, and you can listen to this ridiculous interview with this old guy who, you know, ostensibly lived on nothing but air, but then admitted that he has a habit of eating.
There's a website that I found, corespirit.com, and they have a page about breatharianism. And the top article on this site is, scientists confirm this Indian man hasn't eaten or drank anything for more than 70 years.
Oh, actually, they have Wiley Brooks on this Wikipedia article. Wiley Brooks, the founder of the Breatharian Institute of America. He was first introduced to the public in 1980 when appearing on the TV show That's Incredible. Brooks stopped teaching, says here recently, but no citation, to devote 100% of his time on solving the problem as to why he needed to eat some type of food to keep his physical body alive to allow his light body to manifest completely. Brooks claims to have found four major deterrents which prevented him from living without food: people pollution, food pollution, air pollution, and electro pollution. In 1983, he was reportedly observed leaving a Santa Cruz 7-Eleven with a Slurpee, hot dog, and Twinkies. He told Colors magazine in 2003 that he periodically breaks his fasting with a cheeseburger and a cola, explained that when he's surrounded by junk culture and junk food, consuming them adds balance. Wiley Brooks later claimed that Diet Coke and McDonald's cheeseburgers have special 5D properties. The idea of separate but interconnected 5D and 3D worlds is a major part of Wiley Brooks' ideology, and Wiley Brooks encourages his followers to only eat these special 5D foods, as well as meditate on a set of magical 5D words. Brooks is saying, now that's a new one. I gotta say, I've never heard of the 5D foods before.
Brooks. Me either, but apparently McDonald's has them. Jeffrey Tucker must be onto something.
Is there a special 5D menu that you need to be able in the fifth dimension in order to access?
This is just too funny.
Brooks's Institute has charged varying fees to prospective clients who wish to learn how to live without food, which have ranged from $100,000 with an initial deposit of $10,000 to $1 billion to be paid via bank wire transfer, with a preliminary deposit of $100,000 for a session called the Immortality Workshop. Now, they're having citations here. I'm not sure how legitimate their citations are, but it's still an interesting, fun article. And it does sound like the Wiley Brooks that we interviewed.
For only $100,000, I can teach you how not to eat.
The payment plan was also offered. These charges have typically been presented as limited-time offers exclusive for billionaires.
The article on the Core Spirit website talks about a man from India. His name is Prahlad Jani. And scientists actually studied this guy for some time back in 2010, from April 22nd through May 6th of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to determine that, yeah, this guy was not eating. He was not drinking. Apparently his bladder makes urine, but he does not pass the urine.
Wow.
And the guy's nearly 80 years old, claims that he has not consumed food or drink since he was 8 years old.
Now, this is like one of those guys that's in deep meditation, right? Like, that's the idea behind that, is that he's so...
He claims that a goddess blessed him when he was 8 years old. Since the blessing of the goddess, he does not feel hunger or thirst and became a highly spiritual man. But
wow.
Yeah, he apparently meditates a lot and doesn't eat and doesn't drink. And while he was under surveillance,
he didn't do those things.
Found that he was not eating or drinking.
And how long was he under surveillance for exactly?
Yeah, I'm interested in learning
April
more about
that. April 22nd of 2010 through May 6th.
Wasn't that long a period of time, though.
Still,
that's a couple weeks.
That's a good period of time
but it's doable. I mean, it's not... doable.
But to not drink in that period of time, you're supposed to die after a few days of not drinking.
But reality is that that's not always the case.
I guess not. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Try it away from home, either.
Water is good for you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is Prahlad Jani a scam artist, or is he a brilliant meditative master who has figured out, you know, how deeply he can go into meditative states?
He's either a scam artist or a meditative master.
Or is he both? Is it possible to be both a meditative master and a scam artist? The claim here is that he is not eating and drinking for something like 70 years, and we've been looking a little bit deeper at the tests about that. We'll get into it here in a moment, but your calls and thoughts here. We'll go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Do you meditate, Sarah?
Yeah, I pray 1 hour a day. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you know what? I had that other bus rider from Indianapolis. You know, he wanted to know why you talked bad about me about riding the bus.
Huh?
You know, I mean, I it's honorable that I choose to ride the bus. You know that?
I don't know what you're afraid to.
Well, I don't know. There was a guy that said that he rides the bus because he owes, like, tickets. He don't want to pay, so he can't drive. But I ride the bus because, you know, this is my way of protesting against the petroleum oil companies.
You do realize that the buses use oil, correct?
Well, you know what? A lot of them are hybrid. A lot of them are electric, and some of them are gas. But I don't go out and buy gasoline to put in my car because I never owned a car in my life.
Well, I mean, it's definitely true, Daryl, that if you don't, that if people are riding the bus, that you know, per person, there's probably less gas being used.
Right, but you can't claim I'm riding the bus, so therefore I'm not contributing to petroleum consumption because
I don't know if she said she wasn't contributing.
Petroleum is being consumed.
She just said she was protesting.
Or not.
She just said she was protesting. She didn't say she wasn't contributing. She would be contributing a small amount, but smaller than had she purchased her own car and driven about in her own car. So I don't know. I guess what I'm confused about, Sarah, is not about you and your reasons for riding the bus, but that you think that you know, someone in Indianapolis or us here on Free Talk Live have, you know, insulted you over it. I mean, there's some things that we disagree with you about, but I don't care if you ride the bus. I've ridden the bus before. There's nothing embarrassing about riding the bus. There's nothing that's, you know, shameful about riding the bus.
Cities with good mass transit, you know, if it's reliable, yeah, go ahead.
Why not?
Take the bus.
Yeah, who needs a car
but
in those cases?
Don't claim that, you know, like, taking the bus makes you holier than somebody that drives a car.
Mm.
Well, I mean, from my perspective, it's you know, part of this whole clean energy, climate change effort. It's all part of that. When you refuse to buy gasoline, you buy, like, electric cars, hybrid cars, that's making a statement that says, you know, well, we don't want you to build any more pipelines and stop, you know, fracking and
one of
all
our
that,
hosts
though.
On this show, Sarah. So again, I don't know where you got the word that you know, we've been dumping on you for this. One of the hosts on the show, he's not on right now. He's in Florida on a boat. But Mark Edge, he's got an electric vehicle. He's got an electric hybrid.
He's got a hybrid.
Right, but it's an electric hybrid with like a battery chargy thing instead of just the, like, you can plug this
also,
one in.
It also
it's
uses
got gas,
gas
yeah,
and it will only go about 30 miles on the electric alone.
No doubt, but
okay, well,
the majority
okay,
of his
I
driving
to...
is on electric. So, I mean, the reason why he bought that car was as a protest, which is what is exactly why Sarah was talking about. So one of the hosts on this show is, like, completely on board with that, Sarah. So, again, I don't know where you got that. We're dumping on you because of your traveling habits.
Well, I don't know. I heard somebody said that don't, you know, pick on Sarah or something. One of the callers had mentioned it, but I don't take it personally.
Well, we're
going to
pick on you for being a communist. I mean, we're going to pick on you for being a communist.
I don't generally talk about welfare, everything under the sun, but I don't mind, you know, because I'm used to it.
I don't generally talk about any of the callers when they're not on the air,
no,
or
me neither.
Have just hung up.
No, I thought that you were referring to what we said on the air, right, Sarah?
No, somebody heard about you guys making fun of me or something, but that's okay. You guys make fun of me all you want, but I just want to mention this guy.
So you heard it through the rumor mill.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, you know what? There are such things called a breatharian, and you know what? George Norrie doesn't eat, sleep, or drink either. Did you know that?
Okay, I'm going to make fun of you for that one, Sarah. But the thing is, I'll just make fun of you right here on the air. I don't have to, you know, go behind the scenes to do it. George Norrie, the host of Coast to Coast AM, you believe doesn't... Let me just make sure I heard you correctly. You don't believe that he drinks, that he eats, and that he sleeps? Is that what you said? I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Well, he's one of those, what you call, like this guy, this yo guy. He's what you call an ascended master. They're ascended masters. They don't have to be here. They come here. to teach people and to enlighten people.
What makes you say that? What is it that makes you say that George Norrie is a descended master who can avoid sleep?
Well, because he had a show about, it's called a breatharian. Breatharians are like this yoga guy and George Norrie. And the guy that called in, he said that he's a breatharian. Their blood content is gold. I mean, they don't have to be
their
here.
Blood content is gold? Is that what you just said?
Yes. That's right. You know what? Our content is iron. Their constitution is gold. So,
are you saying that there are little specks of gold that are like kind of like, isn't there alcohol? What is the triple sec? Is it triple sec that has
gold?
No, Goldschlager. That's what it is.
It's made out of gold and Schlager.
So what you're saying is
you're drunk.
So what you're saying is that George Norrie is a big fan of Goldschlagers, and he drinks so much that the pieces of gold have actually filtered in.
No, he doesn't drink, apparently.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, shoot.
Wait a minute. What I was going to tell you was
I don't want to talk about transportation. This is much more interesting. The idea that George Norrie is a breatharian and doesn't sleep, because they didn't. You know, Wiley Brooks never claimed to not sleep. He just claimed to just eat air, basically. Now,
but that's
are
what
you
these people are called breatharians. But I'm trying to explain to you what they are. Is that they're ascended masters, the graduates of this classroom. They don't have to be here. So then their job is to enlighten us. So then they don't have to eat. They don't really need to sleep. They'll show up and eat and drink on a party just to blend in, but they don't have to do it. They are a very ascended being. And you have to see, our blood used to be in the Garden of Eden, used to be of gold content. And our heart used to be in the very smack center, and our brain color used to be white, believe it or not.
You have gotten so much more interesting tonight, Sarah. I have to say, this has risen to a new level that I never expected your calls to rise to. So are you saying that George Norrie is these things because he's interviewed someone on the radio? What is it that made you believe that George Norrie was one of them?
Well, what happened was that he had a show about breatharians, and one of the breatharians called in, and he said, I'm a breatharian. And he had to actually go into a body of a boy that was 8 years old because for whatever, you know, that was spiritual, he had an assignment. But the thing was, and then he said, you're a breatharian too. That's my plan.
Wait. Who said they were a breatharian? Who said they were a breatharian? George Norrie did, or the guest?
No, the caller that called in, he was a breatharian. Oh. He never slept, he ate or drank either. But he had to go into a body of a boy that was 8 years old. His spirit had to leave, and he had to take over.
Okay.
Because the consciousness was not able to
But what does that? Why does that make you think George Norrie is also a breatharian?
Well, because that guy said you are a breatharian too, and then George Norrie acted like he wasn't. He was like, "Oh, really?" But he said you're a breatharian too, and he was in denial because he was trying to hide the fact that he was a breatharian.
So let me see if I'm following you here. What you just said was that the guy who called Coast to Coast AM, who claimed to be a breatharian, called George Norrie a breatharian. George Norrie denied it. And you believe that he's a breatharian. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Makes a lot of sense.
Rand Paul's a libertarian, even though he...
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time here now if you want to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you enjoy some of our wacky, zany callers, and I got to say, that last call from Sarah was something special. If you're just tuning in, you missed it. You can always go grab the archive over at freetalklive.com. But if you enjoy what we do here, and generally it's talking about the ideas of liberty on a nightly basis, but every now and then we talk to crazy people, and that's always fun too. If you enjoy what we do, you're always welcome to support the show directly through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is that you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We make it easy. You can sign up through PayPal or any major credit card, as well as Bitcoin. But we make it easy for you. And it helps us out because we can take that $5 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board with the show, and expanding our reach as far and as wide as we can with the ideas of freedom and peace. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. $5 a month. That's AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, AMP Only Facebook group, and more. Go to AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Jack is listening in Jackson, Michigan to WKHN. Hey, Jack.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you mentioned
wacky calls. I heard that last one. I bring up George Norrie. I actually listen to the Coast to Coast program later. I work night. You know, I'm listening to radio all night. If George Norrie does not eat or drink anything, I have to wonder about the credibility of some of his advertisements, because he actually advertises for I don't know if I'm allowed to say the product's on the air or not. Is it cool or no?
It's fine. Just go ahead.
Okay. He My Patriot Supply talks about food storage.
Okay.
And he says that's what he has in his house. So if he doesn't eat,
why
does
he stores the food?
Have that stuff
he
in his
stored.
I figured it out.
He doesn't eat, but he stores the food so that he can barter with other people when the economy collapses in 6 months.
That's why it's going to collapse
in 6 months and has been on the brink for 30 years of collapsing in 6 months.
Cigarettes, like you said, Jack, are a much better choice if you want to barter.
I would rather hoard cigarettes than barter with cigarettes. That's what people will really want.
That's right. Alcohol, too.
I don't use them, but I just hoard it. But he also does other products, like the Superbeak product of the year, and I don't know anything about it, but I know.
Well, that's interesting that you point that out, because
yogurt and things like that.
We don't need to know all the details, but it's interesting that you point that out, because Sarah presumably listens to the show regularly. She's mentioned him before in her calls. But how could she, you know, she's so disconnected.
Maybe she only listens to Coast while she's on hold, the same way she only listens to Free Talk Live when she's
on
hold.
You might be right. Yeah, you might be right about that.
It's just kind of weird, but that's what I had to bring up.
It's a great point tonight, Jack. Thanks for calling in with it. I appreciate hearing from you. Because, again, for those just tuning in, Sarah, our regular caller from New Mexico, says she believes that George Norrie is a breatharian and that he does not eat. He
also doesn't sleep.
Drink and does not sleep, which is extra insane.
So he has no need for a MyPillow.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Well, I mean, if you don't sleep, you still might want to lie down. You could be a little bit tired or sore or something like that. But nonetheless, I mean, wow. It's crazy. It's to think that about. And by the way, I've seen George Norrie at talk show conventions, and I'm pretty sure I've seen him eating there. Just saying.
Well, she also said that they don't have to eat or drink. They do it in social settings.
Oh, yeah.
They
do it by choice, right? Yeah, I choose to eat, too. Does that make me a breath? But wait a minute. Now, that also doesn't make sense, because she was claiming that he's some sort of ascended master, coming down from the heavens.
Yes.
He's descended into this body to teach us things. Well, wouldn't you want to teach people things by having them ask you, say, George, why aren't you eating today? You're not hungry? Wouldn't that be a conversation starter? Like, well, son, I am here to teach you that you don't actually need to eat. Which, of course, is a bad idea, kids. As was pointed out in the article that you were looking at, it was a Wikipedia piece, Daryl. I pulled it up myself here a moment ago, where scientists were saying, you probably shouldn't follow this, these characters who are claiming that they don't eat or drink, because the body
fasting for more than a day is bad.
The body could consume itself, basically, if you don't feed it. Like, it will feast upon itself, and that will be bad for your health. Now, I don't have the exact quote. I'm paraphrasing what the scientists have said here.
Quote, the bottom line is that even fasting for more than a day can be dangerous. You need food to function.
Right. So there you go. And also the supposed 70-year-long fasting guy that we were talking about earlier, you were reading details from the time where they studied him for a 2-week time frame.
Yes.
They did apparently allow him to gargle during that time.
Gargle, and also apparently he was able to leave the CCTV areas.
The monitored area?
Yeah, so he can have he can have consultation with some of his students, and he can go outside and sunbathe.
Mm-hmm. So in those circumstances, I would say that the study needs to be duplicated at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
As all
studies should be duplicated, any study making claims should be able to be duplicated, and then the claims are a little bit more believable.
Should be, but they generally aren't, from what I understand.
I bet you're right about that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to David. He's on the line in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
So Sarah has succeeded in changing your format to late night, huh?
Well, we are late night in Europe.
Yes, that works. Actually, let's say Europe. It's nearly morning, but nearly morning there. Sun should just be coming up. George Norrie doesn't eat or drink because he's a vampire. You didn't know that?
I've not heard that one.
Was there a vampire who called his show and told George Norrie he was a vampire, and then George Norrie denied it, and that's just because he's trying to throw everybody off the trail?
Well, she said she was a vampire, but she sounded suspiciously like Sarah.
Oh, really? So. Did you seriously hear someone sounding like Sarah call his show?
No, apparently my acting skills are too good. I was lying.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be plausible.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second. In fact, I pictured after that call, I can easily picture Sarah on the phone just about every night to George Norrie.
It's probably a lot harder to get through to George Norrie. I'm just guessing because, you know, the Coast to Coast has been around for a long time. They've got like 500 radio stations. It really is a huge show.
They also have like 7 call-in lines.
Yeah.
West of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies.
West of
the wild card line. What is that about anyway? I've never been able to figure that out.
I haven't either. I've wondered and I've never taken. Now I'm gonna have to, after we get off the phone, I'm gonna have to go Google it. Now that you reminded me, it was on my to-do list. So, and after Sarah's call, I don't even know what I was calling.
Yeah,
about
I
now.
Mean, how could you? I'm surprised we're able to even speak. That we haven't been so dumbfounded by.
Seriously considered hanging up on multiple occasions while I was holding because it's like, what do you talk about after that besides that?
No, I agree with you.
So the wild card line is for anyone to call in.
Obviously. Anyone who considers themselves a wild card.
Right. Well, you don't have to be east or west of the... So you could be, you know, outside of the country.
Right.
There's the west of the Rockies, the east of the Rockies, the first time caller line... The wild card line, a text line, and Skype users.
What happens if you call the west of the Rockies line from east of the Rockies? Do you get a board operator who then says, we're sorry, you've called the wrong line, you need to call the west of the Rockies?
Let's call after the show.
If you do that, black helicopters show up over your house.
And then there's also the international call-in number.
All right. Interesting. David, well, I guess you don't really have anything else to talk about. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, and she was also speculating that Art Bell was also a Breatharian, just because, I guess, because he also hosted Coast to Coast, and so therefore he must also have been a Breatharian.
Obviously, if you're ever on Coast to Coast, you're a Breatharian.
So, yeah, there you go. Breatharianism, much larger conversation than I expected it to be, which is what I do enjoy it when Free Talk Live gets like this. It's open phones every night of the week. Any person can call in with any kind of cockamamie nonsense.
And we do mean anybody.
Yep. And it can sometimes result in some of the most entertaining radio that I've ever heard. So thank you, Sarah.
Like the guy that called in because he ordered the Geiger counter off of eBay.
And thank you to the gentleman who called before Sarah to bring up Breatharianism, because if it weren't for him, we wouldn't have asked Sarah about that, and we wouldn't have had Radio Gold. So, hey,
in
check
our
out...
Bloods.
Yep.
There's gold in our blood.
Check out thinkpenguin.com for more of what Chris does, and libertylobby.info for more Daryl, and freetalklive.com between now and tomorrow night. See you then.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.